Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron's Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We can have dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items affecting the roof of your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators. I am it. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today like we do every day on Ron Siegel Radio, but today is a little bit special today, being that we do have a new president-elect in the United States. An exciting day. What do they call it? The peaceful transition of power. That's what we call our democracy, our constitutional democracy here. Yeah, there are some people that will be celebrating National Scrapple Day. Scrapple is arguably the first pork food invented in America. And those that aren't familiar with Scrapple, which is also known by the Pennsylvania Dutch name Ponhaas, it is traditionally a mush of pork scraps and trimmings combined with cornmeal, wheat flour, and spices. Spices may include but are not limited to sage, thyme, savory, and black pepper. The mush then formed into a semi-solid loaf, sliced, and pan-fried. Well, looks pretty interesting right there. So as we will discuss in detail today, the presidential election, there's a lot going on for you to understand, for us to share the information with you today. But we do note, overnight it's been a very interesting watching the markets since the election. During, from it became somewhat obvious that Donald Trump would be the president, the future on the Dow Jones dropped over 800 points. And as people started realizing, you know, something, the world is not collapsing, there are some benefits here. And as the U.S. Congress, the House of Representatives, and the Senate both being held by the Republicans, maybe we will finally get something done. And as I speak to you right now, not only has it all of that 800 points on the futures being down not materialized as part of the Dow opening today. In fact, the Dow never got down nearly that far. We're looking at the market right now up 114 points, even more important than the Dow being 142. We are looking at the U.S. 10-year Treasury. That's the number that our seniors look at, up over 2% yield for the first time since January. So 14.5 basis points. Not good news if you're out looking at a home mortgage. But here's the issue right there. Don't worry about it, because the markets the markets always overreact. They always overreact. So the Dow being up 139 points, not a major issue for you to worry about. And the fact that the 10-year Treasury up over 2, which is going to affect the interest rates, 30-year fixed rate loans, don't worry about that one as much either. The German 10-year Bund up to 0.2. That's good news for the German market. Japan's still down a little bit. They're at a negative 0.07. So that's not really the best of news in the world there. Got a lot of flack coming in. You got a lot of flack coming in. I love listening to the sore losers. Yeah, there are some very, very sore losers. They know who they are. I told them I was going to call them out, but I won't mention any names. Some people within the industry, unbelievable. Within the real estate industry, not in the news industry, they're not as bad. But talking about the idea of, well, you know, something Hillary they should change the laws, what the latest I heard was. The law should be changed because even though Donald Trump won the Electoral College, that's what matters in the United States of America, the claim is that Hillary won the popular vote. Yeah, 59, as I'm looking at it right now, 59,400,000 to 59,200,000. So she's ahead by 200,000 votes on popular vote. But that doesn't matter. The number that really matters is the Electoral College. Why did our founders do that? Well, they didn't want states like California to be able to skew the election. You see, California, although we do have 55 electoral votes, if you go and you let something like that happen, you can see where some of the loony things that we do in the state of confusion could be overbearing to the rest of the country. Now, we've got 30 million people in the state of confusion. That's about a little under about 8% of the entire country. We have 55 electoral votes. That's about a proportionate number of the population. So we don't want to go with it being too skewed, because here in California, you look at some of the numbers, and we will be looking at some of the electoral results. You get a 2/3 of the people voting for the same thing. That's why there was only one party represented in the Senate race in the state of California. One party, that's it. If you wanted to vote for a Libertarian, if you wanted to vote for a Republican, you wanted to vote for a Green Party, if you wanted to vote for an environmentalist, you did not have that option here in the state of California, because there were only two candidates on the ballot, both of them Democrats. That's kind of what happens when you have a one-party system like we do here in California. So the initial reaction, now here's the interesting part. One of the things that the assertion that was made during the election, leading up to the election, the world was afraid of Donald Trump. The world was afraid of Donald Trump. How could you possibly elect somebody that's that unreliable to be the leader of the free world? Well, when you see 10-year treasury, the yield going up, what ends up happening there, what that tells us, people, that's called a flight to safety. People are looking for the safe haven. And maybe that's why we see our yield on our 10-year treasury going up. There is a lot of supply of that 10-year treasury. That's why we're seeing the interest rates go up on our mortgage-backed securities as well. Again, that'll just be a temporary issue. Here is the issue that nobody's talking about right now in the marketplaces, because they didn't want you to hear this. Now, a lot of folks are saying there's a lot of similarities to Brexit, the United Kingdom deciding to get out of the European Union, what they did that a few months ago. And the world was going to collapse with Brexit. That's what we were told. The world will be collapsing with Brexit. Europe will collapse with Brexit. Their market, the London market, dropped about 12% shortly thereafter. And a lot of people don't want to talk to you about this, because that market since then, well, it's recovered everything plus some. So the market took it. It was at about 9,800 prior to Brexit. It went down to about 9,200. And today, as we speak, we're looking at about, I'm the wrong one on my charts right there. Let's get to the FTSE. Come on, computer. It's a little slow today. Kind of like me. I'm a little slow this morning, too. Let's see if we can get that chart to come up here real quick. So we did drop there to about, 5,800. And now we're back up at about over 7,000. So we were, the day before, that market was about 6,400, went down to 5,800. Now it's just under 7,000, 6,911. Think about the way that has worked. A lot of similarities to what we're seeing in the U.S. market. Now, our market, our Dow Jones, is already up a little bit. And I told you that number just a minute ago. It was up about 103 points the last time I looked, 156 right now. So it's gone up even further. The way we transition power, this, the world is not going to come to an end. These numbers are going to fluctuate. Do not overreact. Do not try and worry about where the treasuries are going, where the Dow Jones is going. If you see some stocks, like now I would not be doing this because of the way the market has rebounded. So it's already up 153 points. So that means you don't want to be buying into this market. And again, I'm not giving you financial advice. I'm just telling you history. These things are just the way the markets work. I'm just sharing the numbers with you. And we're going to talk about all the different propositions, what happened Did Anaheim's mayor get a gut punch? Well, we'll talk about that one in a minute as well. We're also going to talk about the propositions local and statewide, and we'll continue our recapping of the election when we come back. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Dangers of tight mortgage credit, some headlines that we'll talk about. 6 ways to save money for next year's summer vacation, and 10 affordable ways to upgrade your rental property. We've got a lot to cover today. We don't have a lot of time, but we're going to get it all in. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. You can subscribe to the broadcast, mbelinks.com/iTunes. MBE, Mary Boy Edward, link.com/iTunes. You can get all our broadcasts right there. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text PAIR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review. The 79564, one of the real estate professionals will reach out to you. They will chat with you about your real estate. They'll get the information they need to get you the true equity position of your property. You are not going to get that information by going online. It's just not there. You've got to go and talk to one of the real estate professionals. They'll take care of getting that for you, and it's free. All you have to do is text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. Again, one of the real estate professionals will reach out to you. They'll get you the information that you need. Again, they don't. You don't know on those different surveys that are online. They don't know if you're on the right side of the golf course, the wrong side of the golf course. Did you even know that there was a right or wrong side or a more valuable side of the golf course? A lot of people don't even know that part of it. So if you don't know that, how do you know to ask the question? That's the big issue right there. And again, all you have to do is text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you. They'll get you some information and give you, it's about a third-page report. It's not too difficult to get that information. Subject today, the dangers of tight mortgage credit headlines. The availability of mortgage credit is not at the same level that it was during the boom of 2005. That's good news because it was too easy to get a loan. There's too many people getting in trouble because they were doing it the wrong way. However, constant headlines which talk about quote-unquote tight credit are causing some potential home buyers to doubt their ability to purchase. We want to rectify the misconception of what is required for a down payment in order to purchase a home in today's market. Freddie Mac really discussed the confusion many first-time home buyers have of the down payment they need in order to buy a home. And I'll quote their report. Did you know the average down payment of first-time home buyers is 6%? And it's 13 to 14% for repeat buyers. It's possible to put down even less. Many potential home buyers think only the FHA helps make mortgage loans with low down payments. That is not true. Freddie Mac's Home Possible Mortgage products let qualified home buyers put down as little as 3%. Brenda Garcia-Limas of John Burns Real Estate Consulting reports that this is also the case with newly constructed homes. In the quote here, our home builder clients sell hundreds of homes every weekend to buyers with 5% down payments and below average credit scores. Yet many middle-income households with average credit and access to a 5% down payment assume they can't become homeowners because of the tight credit headlines. Bottom line, before you disqualify yourself, let's chat about whether you really qualify for a home loan or not. There is so much misconception out there. That is the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. So we're chatting about the recap of the elections that we went through yesterday. Aren't you glad that the elections are over? I'm pretty excited that we're not going to see Jerry Brown on commercials every 30 seconds tonight when we start watching the news. I'm also interested in seeing kind of very fascinating because you know that I am not a fan of the mayor of Anaheim, and I look at his slate of candidates that he was backing for Anaheim City Council. And I use Anaheim a lot just because Anaheim is a bellwether. It's one of the largest cities in the state. We've got a great variety of what's going on in this state. There's the sports teams. There's the resort district. You've got business coming in for the convention center. Small business, big business. You name it, we've got it in the city of Anaheim. And I looked, and the mayor put on this on his proposals four different candidates that he wanted to see elected to the Anaheim City Council. And he's been putting off everything that he could possibly put off, doing absolutely nothing because he really believed that he was going to be able to control the entire city. And a lot of people don't realize the mayor for the city of Anaheim, he's nothing more than the city council member, nothing more than the city council member who runs the city council meetings. He has no more authority or no less authority than any other city council member. So he put down this slate of people that he was endorsing, and of the four people he was endorsing, only one of them met with success last night. Only one out of four. Just telling you that a lot of the people are not in line with, or not believing what the mayor's agenda is. We had Steve Lodge came in here. Unfortunately, he is the one that did not win. Denise Barnes won that with about 108 votes more than Steve Lodge. Jordan Brandman won his city council seat. Lucille Kring held on to hers with a wide margin. And Steve Faisal won his with a wide margin. Well, we shared with you that the opposition for Steve Faisal, Mark Lopez, the opposition for Lucille Kring, Arturo Barreras, and Jose F. Marino all were of the idea or the intent that they wanted to make Anaheim a sanctuary city. Can you believe that? Wanted to promote the idea of criminals coming to our city. Why in the world would they do something like that? But, you know, they are the candidates of Mayor Tate, so that's kind of just the way it rolls right there. You never know what you're going to get when you're dealing with Anaheim's mayor. That's just the way it is. So let's start looking at some of the ballot propositions. Did you follow those? Well, look at the local ones first. Anaheim did have two ballot propositions. We had Measure U Anaheim, which was basically to make Anaheim more consistent with the rest of the state. Anaheim being a charter city did not have the proposition or did not follow the guidelines of requiring a two-thirds vote of the city council to propose taxes. Well, that's all changed now with an 81.9%, 82% to 18% majority. The city now is requiring two-thirds of the council to propose new taxes. The other issue that was a big one was Measure S. They finally were able to get something passed for what they call classroom and facility safety modernization and renovation measure in the Orange Unified School District. Tried that many, many times. We will see what happens there. The massive idea of the huge school district proposal in Capistrano Unified School District, that one failed. Kind of thought that one might fail just because it was so huge and they didn't really know where the money was going to. So that one did fail there. So that's not altogether bad. And now the ballot propositions. So let's start looking at those because we obviously, as you know, there are a lot of them, ballot propositions. So the $9 billion proposition for bonds for education and schools. You know that I was not a big fan of this one. It did win. Let me look, make sure that I'm giving you the right information, that nothing has changed. Yeah, that one did win 54% to 46%. One of the numbers that I want to share with you on a lot of these ballot propositions, so that was 54% to 46%, $12 million on the side of this measure with nothing against it, no opposition against it. The voter approval of the change of the hospital fee revenue, that one there was, again, that one is the continued hospital fee revenue dedicated to Medi-Cal unless voters approve changes initiative. That one there was carried. That one was 7% to 30%. So we did see that that one did win its campaign. Again, following the money, $60 million to $12 million was the funding on that one. The one that the governor of the state of California, he was against this measure. This was California Proposition 53, voter approval requirement for revenue bonds. The mayor, anything over $2 billion for revenue bonds, was going to require voter approval. The population of the state said, no, thank you. We don't agree with that one. The money on that one, where's the money at on that one? Let's see. $6 million in proponent money. $20 million in opposition money, the no's carried. So projects that cost over $2 billion do not have to go to the population. That's just the way that one is. Moving right along, let's see where we are on the next proposition. Proposition 54. Well, I'll do Proposition 54 when we come back into Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Six ways to save now for New Year's. For next year's summer vacation, and 10 affordable ways to upgrade your rental real estate, all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or at any time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the mortgage minute today being brought to you by creditsanitizer.com for credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer is the solution for you. $87 a month or $89 a month, something like that. Seems a little odd to me that you wouldn't be doing something like that if it can save you some money. Just a bit. That is just the solution for you. You got to watch those things. Six ways to save money now for next year's summer vacation. That is the subject that we're going to chat about today. Six ways to save. I always like ideas for saving money. That's always a key one for me. So number one, make it a family affair. Chris Bassinet has been on our program. He talks about saving money all the time. So the one idea that clients have used is assign a savings goal to each member of the family that's appropriate for their respective age. Teaches everybody a little bit. Maybe it's $1,000 for each parent, $500 for the oldest child, $250 for the youngest. Again, maybe they can go out and raise some money, save some money. That's the old lemonade stand, maybe. Goal into small segments. The idea is don't try and eat the entire elephant in one bite. One piece at a time. So maybe this month our goal is to put together $10 for the month. Maybe it's $50 for the month. Maybe you need to look at selling some of your stuff. Maybe there are some items you can put out on eBay or Craigslist. Be careful with Craigslist, but any of those type of things. Part-time job might be a solution there. Save spare change. Maybe you want to take that Starbucks money that you were going to put away. Think about this one, $250 a month on, we talked about on the youngest of the children. If you do maybe a McDonald's or a Starbucks or a Happy Meal, instead of getting that, you go and you put that money into a bucket at home or we used to have one of those old glass, I'll date myself, the old glass 5-gallon water bottles. Just throw change in there. Keep your family motivated to save with visualizations. Put up one of those big thermometer things on paper and then just kind of show the progress of each person. Make it a little competition. Make it a little bit fun. That's the idea. Always have fun with some of these things. That's the idea of doing it for the kids. And monitor the results. Always, always monitor your results. That is the Your Credit Matters segment today. Again, brought to you by our friends over at creditsanitizer.com. So we've been chatting about the results of the propositions. We're going now to Proposition 54 is the next one on our list. If I can get that one to jump up in front of me here on the screen. Where was the money on 54? So we're looking at that one. $10 million to $27,000. What do you think is going to be the result of $10 million? It's $11 million to $27,000. Well, you're right. That Proposition 54 did win. That is the public display of legislative bills prior to a vote. So the idea was is that 72 hours, the bill has to be there. You can't go with, apparently, this one here, Nancy Pelosi does not like this bill.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
So a yes vote supported prohibiting the legislation from passing any bill, prohibiting the legislature from passing any bill until it has been in print and published on the internet 72 hours prior to the vote. Love that idea. Making, you know, none of this late night stuff that nobody knows what's going on, so we cannot have a say in our own system. 54, that one carried. Now the legislator does have to show us what they're doing. Personal income tax increase on incomes over $250,000. You got $58 million to $3,000. Sounds to me like the public employees union went in on this one, but we'll see what happens there. Of course, it won 62% to 38%. That kind of money on anything, you know, it's what's going to happen with it. Increase the cigarette tax. Now, here's one. I'm not a fan of cigarettes, but you had $35 million against it. $35 million was in favor of the measure, $71 million against the measure. The California Proposition 56. Tobacco tax increase initiative was on that ballot. A yes vote favored increasing the cigarette tax by $2 per pack, with equivalent increases on other tobacco products and electronic cigarettes. $2 a pack there, adding to the tax on this one. That one was a pro. Yes, it did win, even though it was outspent. The opposition spent 2-1 more on that one. I guess those people are going to have to pay more taxes. Unbelievable. California voting for more taxes. Is that a surprise to anybody?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Proposition 57. This is the one to make California safer for felons. A yes vote supported increasing parole and good behavior opportunities for felons convicted of nonviolent crimes and allowing judges, not prosecutors, to decide whether to try certain juveniles as adults in court. Proposition 57, that one was $14 million, almost $15 million to $1 million. And yes, it did win. FETCO supported increasing parole. So we're going to let more people out of jail is the idea on this one. Another one of those things in California. Let more people out of jail and call some things that should be violent crimes. They don't want to make those violent crimes anymore. You got to wonder about our state. Why we, and I get these arguments about people why we should have more say in what our country is after we do stupid things like this. Unbelievable. Bilingual education in public schools, $4.8 million in favor of it. No money opposing it. Guess which way it went? That's an easy answer if you've been following Ron Siegel Rio. So we do get to have 78 languages in our schools now. That's the idea here. A yes vote supported repealing most of the 1998 Proposition 227, the English in Public Schools Initiative, thus effectively allowing non-English languages to be used in public educational instruction. We had 78 languages in Orange County alone, so I wonder what they're going to be doing with all of those different languages. That's figured out. You can put a proposition on there. Now you got to figure out how to implement it. Campaign finance reform is proposition number 59, 492,000 proponent funding, nothing opposing it. This one is a yes vote supported advising the state's elected officials to use their authority to overturn Citizens United. Basically, the people said, we want you to advise the elected officials. No wonder there was $429,000 proponents. Nobody was opposing it because it doesn't do anything for anybody. That's the beauty of California legislature. Spend $500,000 to do absolutely nothing. Unbelievable. Proposition 60. You got to love Proposition 60. So where's the money on Prop 60? It's $4.99, almost $5 million on the yes side, $500,000 on the no side. So we're looking at, you got to love this one, Proposition, $5 million to force people to use condoms in pornography. Unbelievable.
You're absolutely useless.
Absolutely useful. The people said, no, thank you. Proposition 61, that was the one to raise the prescription costs on veterans. Where's the money on Proposition 61? $109 million against it, $17 million for it. Sorry, Bernie Sanders, you are out.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Proposition 62. Proposition 62 and Proposition 66, they were the ones going hand in hand. Well, we're not going to do those yet. We'll do those when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Propositions, continuing those when we come back. We'll start with 62 and continue our way down. 17 propositions plus two or three locals, depending upon your neighborhood. We will talk about some of four ways to upgrade your rental real estate when we come back as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA 279564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Gold Star Financial Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the products, the programs available for you. Just some good stuff that they've got. It's great information for you. They can help you out. They can figure out what the best loans are for your situation. Everyone is a little bit unique. Affordable ways to upgrade your rental. Number one, light fixtures. Easy swap to suit your personal taste. Purchase LED bulbs to save energy and limit the need to buy new light bulbs as frequently. Save a little money both on the maintenance and on the electric bill. Standard outlet covers. Standard covers for electrical outlets and light switches are inexpensive and removable. Consider buying covers to suit your taste, but just keep originals so you can replace them when you move out. Ceiling fans. You can lower your reliance on air conditioning by installing ceiling fans to keep you cool in the warm months. Department of Energy suggests buying an Energy Star certified fan to suit your space. Fans are typically circulate air an average of 20% more efficiently than the standard models. Make sure you're allowed to install this in your rental property before doing so. Faucets, water-efficient faucets are designed to limit the maximum amount of gallons used per minute. Home security, approximately 4,800 burglaries in the U.S. every day, according to the FBI's Uniform Crime Report, and the average victim suffers $2,251 in property loss. The insurance may cover it, but think about other ways that you can deal with that. Window treatments. Standard window sizes depend on room and age of your rental. You can probably find lines at your local department store. There's different places. Maybe the Walmart have those type of things or Costco. Cabinet hardware. If you aren't a fan of your kitchen cabinet hardware, look around for online deals that provide bulk pricing. Light paint using lighter colors for painting and help brighten up a room for a little cost and without the need for multiple codes. A smart thermostat. save you a little bit of money. Adhesive hooks, nails and screws in the walls can be difficult to repair. So think about adhesive hooks. There are some affordable ways to upgrade your rental real estate. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. They are our friends in the lending business. Continuing our conversation today on the recap of the election, recap of the propositions. So we left off with Proposition 62. If you recall, Proposition 62 and Proposition 66 went hand in hand. You did not want both of them. Proposition 62 was to repeal the death penalty. There was $10 million in proponent funding, $12.5 million opponent funding, so 10 against 12. The proposition did fail. Let's look at a little details on that one as we have a couple of seconds here to think about where we were. A yes vote supported repealing the death penalty and making life without the possibility of parole the maximum punishment for murder. Deterrence, folks, that's what we want to see, is a deterrence. The idea of the death penalty is to be a deterrent, not to be anything more or anything less. No one wants to kill people. The idea is if somebody decides they want to take another's life, you know something? Maybe if they realize that there is a possibility of them being put to death as well, might change their mind a little bit. So Proposition 66, that's the one hand in hand. A yes vote supported changing the procedures governing state court appeals and petitions that challenge death penalty convictions and sentences. We like that idea, is get rid of these state court of appeals and these judges that are trying to legislate from the bench. We do want to appeal to make sure that everything was done properly with the trial. We want everyone to get their rights. But if somebody decides that they're going to be the most heinous of the criminals, well, you know something, let them pay the biggest price. $13 million in proponent funding, $13.9 million opponent funding. The yeas got it, so that one did win. Proposition 63, this is an interesting one as well. 63, background checks for ammunition purchases. $4.5 million proponent funding, $868,000 against it. This one did win. The definition here, a yes vote supported prohibiting the possession of large capacity ammunition magazines and requiring certain individuals to pass background check in order to purchase ammunition. Limitations. Do you think the crooks are going to follow this law? They don't follow any other law, so why would they follow this one? I just wonder, do you think the crooks will follow the law? Amazing how we continue to do these things. Proposition 64. I got to get my friends out here for Proposition 64. I think we've got this one. Yeah, that's what you do with Prop 64, is you do a little bit of smoking. That is the recreational marijuana proposition. Doesn't make it legal for federally, but in the state. Used to have a little bit of a cough at the end of that bong hit, but I guess our guys with the coughs, they went on strike, or maybe they're waiting for more money. I don't know. Yes, vote on 64, legalizing recreational marijuana for persons aged 21 years or older under state law and establishing certain sales and cultivation taxes. People voted to tax themselves on marijuana, $22 million in proponent funding, $2 million against it. The yeses win. The people lose. Just the way it is. Watch what happens. It's already happening in every other state where they have it, so why wouldn't it happen here too? But, you know, we'll just see what happens. Proposition 65, grocery and retail carryout bag, $6 million in proponent funding, nothing against it. $6 million for it, nothing against it, and it's still lost. A no vote opposed the measure, redirect money collected from the sale of carryout bags by grocery or other retail stores to a special fund administered by the Wildlife Conservation Board. Maybe we can just get rid of the Wildlife Conservation Board. Yeah, maybe we'll flush the Wildlife Conservation Board and we'll be better off. Just a thought right there. Holy cow, they run out of water. They're using too much water on that one, aren't they? Just a thought right there. Moving right along, Proposition 67, prohibition on plastic bag use. $3.6 million in proponent funding, $6.1 million against it. So what are those guys that are against it? What did they want to do? Well, a no vote opposed banning certain plastic bags and enacting Senate Bill 270. A yes vote supported upholding the contested legislation and banning certain plastic bags that was enacted by California State Legislature as Senate Bill 270. And we are looking at Proposition 67. That one did win, even though there was a vast amount of more money spent opposing it. But it did win to uphold the contested legislation banning, upholded the legislation banning certain plastic bags. So you can't have certain plastic bags, according to the Senate Bill 270. It's amazing how we do some of these things in our state. But that is the way the legislation and the propositions all came out. Looked at the other parts of the ballot measures or the election went on. Obviously, we know that Kamala Harris won in that one. She beat Sanchez. Wasn't a fan of either one of those, but you got to vote for somebody, right? I mean, not real big on either one of those. So we look at the presidential election, and it's going to go down. It's going to be very interesting watching the way this is studied for years and years to come. But one of the things that we may find out is inadvertently President Obama might be responsible for Donald Trump's presidency.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, you might want to.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, look in the mirror there, Mr. President. You might find out. So the president's job approval ratings masked a deep, widespread dissatisfaction of the country and a look for change. But here's the idea: if you remember when President Obama was elected, all he really campaigned on was being anti whatever was going on at the time. Does that sound familiar? There's no specifics when President Obama was elected. Strictly an anti-movement. And now we see that that's pretty much what we're seeing with Donald Trump. Do you know what his agenda is? Do you know what he has in mind? He says he wants to repeal and replace Obamacare. Replaced with what? Don't know that answer. He wants to make America great again. How? He wants to tear up the Iran nuke deal and replace it. How? Think about all these different things. We haven't really heard a lot of specifics, and pretty much it is Obama 2.0, maybe Obama 3.0, just saying the way the world is working right now. Just a thought there that goes into it. So that is the recap we have. There are still, be aware, there are in the Anaheim elections, there's a lot of provisional ballots to count. So still some knowledge we have to work on there. But just to give you a little update of that information, I wanted to make sure that you do have the exact information there. And I wanted to ask you, as I do every day, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron's Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or RonSiegelRadio.com. Remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.